Estonia joined NATO in 2004. Estonia, remember, is a former Soviet state, and it eagerly remade itself into a modern Western country after the end of the Cold War. Joining NATO not only affirmed that transformation, it helped with a major security threat, Estonia's shared border with Russia. Jonathan Savioff is Estonia's ambassador to the United States. Ambassador, thanks for being with us. First of all, what is NATO's current commitment to your country?
Well, the NATO commitment, of course, is ironclad. Article 5, collective defense, is the backbone of our security, also the backbone of European and transatlantic security. We're convinced that NATO is as strong as it has ever been, actually getting stronger every day. The decisions we've made in the past few years have put us back on the path of safeguarding European and transatlantic security. We're very happy with the way things have developed in the alliance, and we're looking forward to the important meetings this week, as well as later on this year when the heads of state come together, and hope to see more good decisions on collective defense.
Ambassador, you said NATO's commitment to Estonia is ironclad. You believe that despite President Trump's critiques of the alliance?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We believe that, and we also want to assure everybody that our commitment to NATO and Article 5 is ironclad. NATO's posture is not only composed of words. And even though sometimes words may be used liberally, what NATO is much more than just rhetorics. NATO is bigger than just any administration, any president, any foreign minister. NATO has been around for 70 years. It's had ups and downs. It's faced down the Soviet challenge. And NATO will certainly face down future challenges as well, not because of partisan politics, but because of the fundamental values and interests that bring European and North American democracies together. So I'm confident that everything that brought us together 70 years ago is still valid, even more so today than it was maybe 10, 20, 30 years ago.
As far as Estonia goes, would you say that Estonia's biggest security threat is your neighbor, Russia?
Well, there are some things that we can change and some things we cannot change. One of the things we cannot change is geography. And the fact of the matter is that we are situated on the boundary between NATO and Russia. And the fact of life, unfortunately, also is that Russia is assertive when it comes to its foreign policy. So we obviously take Russia very seriously. We are not anti-Russian. NATO is not anti-Russian. But NATO is absolutely committed to safeguarding and securing every square feet of its territory. That includes Estonia's territory, which just happens to be next to Russia. Russia is a major influence on our security, yes.
We saw Russia go into Crimea and annex it. What would happen if Vladimir Putin tried to claw part of Estonia into Russia? Can you imagine a scenario where that might happen?
I can assure you that we, as well as our American friends and allies, as well as all of NATO, take every potential scenario very seriously. And that over the past few years, and as we speak today, we play through these scenarios at our exercises, tabletop exercises, at our discussions with government officials. So we prepare for every scenario, including the most unlikely and the most serious ones. So I'm confident that nothing like this will ever happen in Estonia, for as long as we keep on doing what we've been doing in the past few years.
Article 5, the Collective Defense Clause, it's only been invoked once after September 11th. If it were used again,
indeed,
say at the request of Estonia in response to Russian aggression, do you believe the entire alliance, crucially the United States, would come to Estonia's help?
Yes, we do. But more importantly, we need to convince others of this. Just us believing in Article 5 is not enough, unfortunately.
What others are you specifically referring to?
Every other non-NATO nation in the world, everybody who might entertain ideas of attacking a NATO ally, they need to be convinced that when attacking NATO, NATO would respond.
There's always room for improvement, right? Where has NATO fallen down?
Well, there are a number of areas where we need to continue our work. One of them, obviously made famous by President Trump, is defense spending. Article 5 of the Washington Treaty is the Collective Defense Clause. Article 3, which is for some reason less famous, talks about every ally's responsibility for their own defense. Defense spending is crucially important, and there is room for improvement there.
Estonia, it's interesting, is one of the few NATO members that is not in arrears on defense spending for the alliance. Do you push your other member states to step it up?
Oh, yes, we do. We've done so since before the subject became as famous as it has become now. 2%, that is considered to be the minimum for us to be able to sustain sufficient military capabilities. Estonia right now is above 2% of GDP. Other allies are either at or moving towards the 2% goal.
Ambassador Savioev, could Estonia survive without NATO?
Well, I guess we could ask the same question about every ally. The fact that we have all voluntarily joined this alliance means that we all think that we are better off with NATO. I truly believe this to be the case, obviously for Estonia, but also for the United States and every other ally. This is the main organization, the only military alliance that brings Western democracies together.
Jonathan Savioev is Estonia's ambassador in Washington. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.